By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Chaotic and contentious are just some of the reactions to the first U.S. presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, Tuesday night between President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Trump repeatedly talked over Biden and moderator Chris Wallace during the debate. The result was chaotic as both men frequently interrupted each other. During the back-and-forth exchange, Wallace steered them toward discussing the Supreme Court vacancy, the economy, and the coronavirus pandemic. Trump claimed without evidence that 2 million people would have died if Biden were president. Biden criticized Trump for knowingly withholding the information on the consequences of the virus from the American people. Trump refused to commit to accepting the election results, saying he's concerned mail-in voting will lead to a fraudulent election. Biden urged voters to cast their ballots and not be intimidated by Trump's suggestion he might not accept a loss. Trump has been groundlessly casting doubt on the reliability of the mail ballots and elections in general. Trump said with no evidence that ballots are being sold, they're being dumped in rivers. The two candidates have two more debates before the November 3rd election, which they both agree may not be decided on that date. And the number of people killed by the coronavirus has surpassed 1 million, according to Johns Hopkins University Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, that will play out just weeks before the presidential election. The process started Tuesday with Barrett, who would be Trump's third conservative appointee to the nation's highest court, if confirmed, headed to the Capitol Hill for a series of meetings with key Republican senators. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th at the age of 87. Most Americans share that perspective, according to national polls. Barrett currently serves on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit after being nominated by Trump and confirmed by the Senate back in 2017. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on NATO allies Greece and Turkey Tuesday to resume talks as possible, soon as possible, to settle an increasingly contentious maritime territorial dispute in the Mediterranean Sea. The two countries, which are at odds over multiple issues, have agreed to exploratory negotiations regarding an area in the eastern Mediterranean where their warships faced off last month. Following a meeting with the Greek Prime Minister, Pompeo said, in his words, "We hope that these talks can continue in a serious way." He said he resumes both sides to resume their discussions of the issues as soon as possible. The World Health Organization announced Tuesday that it would investigate newly released reports of alleged sexual exploitation and abuse of Congolese individuals perpetrated by the WHO's Ebola aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Most women who participated in the investigation said they were unaware of how to report instances of sexual exploitation or abuse. And Britain and Canada have imposed sanctions on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko, his son, and other top officials for allegedly rigging the country's presidential election and committing acts of violence against protesters. These sanctions are subject to immediate travel ban and asset freeze. Many in Belarus reject the official results of the election that gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office, and thousands have protested in the weeks following the vote. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.